Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So it's February. That means it's African American History Month. So today we're going to talk about Garrett A. Morgan. So Garrett was a successful and innovative inventor and also a businessman. He was born way back in March of 1877 in Paris, Kentucky. And his parents were both Black. His mother was the daughter of a Baptist minister, and his father was the son of a slave and a Confederate general.
Wow. So the Confederate general father.
Yes.
Had a son who was a slave?
Yes.
Those were weird times.
They were very awful times, but his father was emancipated from slavery in 1863. So Garrett Morgan was the seventh of 11 children to not be born into slavery. And he went to elementary school, and around the age of 14, he moved to Cleveland, Ohio, all by himself to look for work.
Okay. 14. We've talked about my 14-year-old who is an intelligent, delightful person, but isn't going to be moving out to seek his fortune anytime this year.
Just heading out on foot, walking to another state, another city, and he lands himself a job working in a sewing machine repair shop. Eventually, while he's working at the sewing machine repair shop, he patented improvements on the sewing machine and started his own repair business.
Wow.
He developed a chemical relaxer to keep wool fabric from bunching up, because when the sewing machine needle goes through it, it burns it a little because it's moving so fast. Yeah. But what was funny is when he noticed that it was making the fabric lay down, he took it home and he used it on his dog.
It works so well for the fabric. Let's try it on Fido.
Yeah, and it made Fido's hair nice and relaxed. And so he tried this on his own hair. It worked spectacularly. And so he established the G.A. Morgan Hair Refining Company and sold it to African Americans.
Nice.
Yeah. And while he was working on that, now I know you went and looked at these. In 1914, he also developed the precursor to the gas mask. He called it the safety hood. It's creepy, isn't it?
It's totally, it completely looks like something from Doctor Who, where some menacing thing is walking slowly towards you. Yeah.
Because it's just like a big kind of shapeless hood with some eye holes. It's got tubes for air. Well, it was a super valuable tool for firefighters. And I didn't even think about this, for mine workers. You know, they had no air exchange going on. And so he just developed this. And in 1916, the city of Cleveland is doing drilling. They're making a tunnel under Lake Erie for fresh water. And they hit a natural gas pocket. And there was this huge explosion. And they couldn't figure out how to get people out. So Garrett and his brother threw on these devices, went down there, rescued two people, and his mask became very well known. The Navy used them. It was just this huge development.
Wow, yes. To be able to save people in that situation where it had been hopeless before is amazing.
That wasn't where he stopped. You know, he didn't just make one really cool thing and quit. No, this man had innovation coming out of all of his pores. He was successful enough selling gas masks and with his sewing machine stuff that he bought himself a car.
Awesome.
I know. He was the first Black man in Cleveland to own a car. And of course, he improved the clutch, made it work better.
Of course.
Yeah. And then at that time, this is 1923, traffic signals were red or green or stop or go. There was no intermediary.
Oh boy.
Yeah. The story goes that Garrett Morgan, he's in his car, he witnesses this terrible accident, and he's like, we need better stoplights. So he designed the precursor for our red, yellow, green stoplight. Eventually, he went on to sell the rights to GE for $40,000.
Excellent. That is a tremendously valuable invention. I have a driver who just started driving this last year. So now I can't imagine not having that, hey, you better speed up or stop.
It's a simple thing
that
nobody had thought of. He was just endlessly creative and probably never stopped.
He probably never had a stock appliance or thing in his house either. His toaster was probably awesome. I wonder how his family felt about it. Like, the toaster is not better, Dad.
It browns precisely. I don't want to talk about it. in addition to doing all of his inventing, he donated to Black colleges and opened an all-Black country club. And in 1920, he launched an African-American newspaper and was a member of the newly formed NAACP. And before he died in 1963, he had quite a long life. Garrett Morgan was honored by the U.S. government for his invention of the traffic signal.
I'm so glad that that happened, because I think when you are an inventor, you already have to push to have people recognize that what you did is valuable. And then to have to overcome racism in the midst of that promotion, I just appreciate that long career of persistence in the face of those things.
Yeah. So that's my brainstorm.
Thank you, Garrett A. Morgan.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.